Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Today is July 30th, 2015. We are already actively into this show. It's a really hot day here at the lake. Of course, it's summer. I hope you guys are all doing well. I'd like to introduce and bring back a special guest to this show, Denise. She has been with us a few other times. Denise is an astrologer, and she has a unique way of showing us the planets and what they mean to us. But today we're going to talk about the ascension energy, the current energies. I had posted in the chat room something that Denise and I were giggling about before the show, that the current energies do not match our heart's intent. Please stand by and love yourself, because that's the best advice I could give anybody, including myself right now. And Denise, welcome back to the show, sister.
Hi. Well, I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
How are you?
But, you know, what I was going to say, but I didn't realize the show was actually going to start, was that the current energies don't match our heart's intent right now, and so many of us are feeling like we have to explain and re-explain and explain what we just explained to explain something we shouldn't have had to explain to start with. And it's kind of frustrating. It's really frustrating, you know. I have to keep doing a little awareness check that my friend Jeff Andrews posts. Every once in a while, he'll pop up with this awareness check. How's your posture? How's your breathing? Is it from your belly or from your chest? What's in your mind? Are you in the present, the past, or the future? You know, what emotions are you operating out of, if any, and why, you know? So we're learning to observe and witness the mind, but let the thought flow without judgment. And for many of us, we went through that last year. But now this year, you know, last year we were matching our heart to the energy's intent, to the collective intent, to the higher, easier path, to the higher, easier good for all. We are learning not to be judgmental and not to be selfish. And some of us had to take it until we made it, and aha, eureka, the lights were on, and we were finally home, you know. And we got it, and we were going with it, and everything was coming together for us. And then July 2013 happened, and it has been challenging this month. Very challenging.
It's so challenging. Well, but it's not, I just saw your message on the chat room. It's just talking about the train.
The train. Oh, the train.
Because people, of course, people are going to be like, why are they talking about this? We were just talking right before the show, like half hour ago. We were just chatting about the energies and how we actually coping with these energies and everything. And I'm actually thinking, I think this energy is keep us like, There was a train just passing. It was so fast, and energies are so fast that mind is not really understanding what's happening. So, and we know it's like we know that we see a train is passing. We don't know if it's a train or not. That's when it's coming from the train.
Yeah.
But it sounds funny in a sense of that. So people are gonna be like, what are they talking about? Anyway,
Well, in light of the train, okay, some of it is like, especially people that grew up on trains, they can relate to this, because the energies are kind of like that train. We see that train go by every day, and then we get tired of the train, we move to another neighborhood, but we still know, at 3:30, the train's going, I can hear the whistle. And we were younger, and we were challenging inside the 3D energies. We'd run to the train tracks and go, you can't get me, and things like that, you know. And the train would go by, and our hair would blow around, and we'd like, you know. And we know that train is there. We know these energies are here. But that train's no longer a train. And it's like, what was that? You know, I'm like, I wish I had a dollar in the last 3 weeks for every time I've been misunderstood, or the energy just suddenly dropped and I noticed them, and I actually let myself fall down there just so I could be part of the crowd. You know what I mean? Because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Well, all the other light workers are down there on their butts, so maybe I can help with them up. No, that was not what I was supposed to do. I almost hurt myself, for God's sakes.
Well, the only thing we can do is to help ourselves at this moment, because it just, you know, I think the best way to help others is to help yourself first, because, even I think we've been focusing on that, oh, let's heal us, let's, even as a healer, as a light worker, whatever, you know, even as a writer, musician, or author, or nurse, we neglect our own needs, we neglect our own center, like where we only focus on others. Even that, I believe that it was the ego dominating as well, that, you know, powerlessness and victim consciousness that runs our life even now, that, you know, we always let others, you know, control our behaviors. We let others control our happiness, you know, we let others make us feel okay. If they approve that we're okay, we're okay. If they think we're doing good, we're good, you know. So mm-hmm. I think that is totally ending, at least, I don't know, at least for me. But I definitely feel that on there for everybody. Like, it's about empowerment. It's about, you know, just focusing on your own energy field and not letting anything really touch that sacredness, that inner peace, that where you feel you're whole, where you feel you're okay. Even maybe you need to curb your, you know, desires, you need to curb your, you know, wanting too much, or maybe wanting more than you need. And also, you know, it's about, you know, dissolving the inner polarization. Like, you know, where you always focus on outside for material stuff to make happy, or, you know, other people to make you happy, or relationships, you know, your parents, or, you know, it could be an opposite level. You could be like, you're blaming people for your inner happiness. You
right.
know, oh, if that person's not in my life, I'm not going to be happy. That's the same thing. If my father won't approve me, I won't be happy in my marriage. Or if my religion says I should do this, I should be only happy if God or Jesus or, you know, Moses or whoever, you know, tells me to do something. So this was that time we needed to take chance to always to go through these lessons. Yeah, we needed to see that there was a training. Yeah, we needed to see that as a training. But now, you know, we don't need to actually, we don't need that training. You know what I mean? We don't need anything outside to keep us in the shape. We don't need anything outside of ourselves to, you know, keep us in that sacredness. Because mm-hmm. that was the illusion. That was the illusion that even right now everybody's going through that. I mean, I meet with a lot of people, and that's one of my things in life to observe. So I observe so many people. They're so successful. They are so rich. They make a lot of money. They have, you know, they have everything they want, but still that they cannot cure that emptiness that they feel inside.
Right.
They buy new houses, they buy new toys, they get new girlfriends, boyfriends, they get, you know, they get famous. That's because it's nothing that you're doing outside is going to make you feel good. It's just that was the illusion. And the society or whoever was actually knew this truth used this against us. So it was like a manipulation of our minds, manipulation of humanity. So that's why you see lots of companies are making a lot of money. It's controlling, hypnotizing us. You know, they know of the mind. They're like, oh, if I see that car commercial on TV, they will go and buy the car because they will think they're gonna be happy when they buy the car. You see what I mean? So this is like it's all about the duality consciousness, and the mind is hypnotizing. You know, it's we are actually brainwashed, and we do brainwash our own self when we focus on outside and, you know, you know, other factors. Nobody really deals with the inner energy. It's not easy, because for mind or for anything that it's going to tell you, it's going to come and tell you that, hey, you know what, you have to go within. You don't
right.
have to go to church. And they're like, what? Are you, you're a sadist. You are a satanist, or you are bad. You know, they don't, it's not easy. That's why it was not easy even for light workers to explain what we're experiencing. Even for pioneers, ascension pioneers, for people that who are, you know, this is not an easy thing, because first you have to understand what's happening to you. Let's say you get sick, right? So you have to understand the sickness. Then you can find the cure, and then you can explain people how to cure themselves. So it's not one, two, three. It's like you have to go through that first. You have to heal yourself first. Then you can preach about others. You can tell people what to do. But in the beginning, it was probably even 2-3 years ago when I was meeting with others that they were awakening. Even people that I was telling them. The first time I was telling them, the read just go, this is amazing, you're being now, this and that, this and that. And then 6 months later, they were trying to be my teacher. They were trying to be like teaching me what to do. I'm like, okay.
I don't intend to teach anybody what to do. For the last 5 years, I'm doing all I can to learn for my own soul. I have a big soul. I'm learning all I can on a moment-to-moment basis. And for me, that's the key. You know, it's like a second at a time sometimes, you know. And I've learned that, you know, everything I need is inside me. And then, you know, in July, I'm learning every minute that goes by that what I needed to end in my life is ended. So I have like an anticipation, like a little kid, like, what do we do now? You know, it's kind of like really exciting for me. And I think because that energy is coming out of me, it's attracting a lot of static. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, well, I love these people and I want to work this out. But I'm learning this month for me that all that stuff is intact and it's in place. But I really don't even have to try to work anything out with somebody unless they come to me. Even, you know, family or anything. It's like, let's just gel. Let's gel this over. You know, like in sci-fi movies, they take the gel and they put it over the body so they don't die. And they travel through space and time. And then, you know, when we get to where we're all supposed to get to, that point in time, then, you know, the gel will come off and we'll work it out if that's what we're supposed to do. I have to, and I've been counseling a lot of people the last 2 months about trusting yourself. Don't trust the situation. Don't trust your memory of the past. Don't trust your memory. Trust your higher self, period. It is more real,
exactly.
More compassionate than we can even flip and comprehend. And we have to trust ourselves. We have to trust every prayer we pray, everything we like, everything we dislike, and everything we have done and everything we're going to do is for our higher and easier good. It truly is. And it's really hard to not sound like a nut job to some people that I deal with, you know, because they're not on Facebook. They're in my real life, in my neighborhood, and things like that. And I have to be around these people, you know what I mean? And it's like you were saying, a lot of my neighbors are extremely wealthy, and they're all going through that. Like, well, I bought her a new car. She's not happy. You want to have an affair with me? I'm like, hell no, I don't want to have your married man away, you know, and things like that, you know. And it's like, you know, it's like, wow. It's like, wow, and I see that the things that I truly believed, I had experiences with my own brief time, about 12 years of having a lot of money, that I was not a happy person at all. And I would get into shopping therapy, you know what I mean? Shopping therapy, here we go. And things like that. And I would buy things to be better than somebody else when I was going to church and to look better and all of those stupid things like that. And yes, everybody, I did go to church. So.
Hey, I still go to church.
So now that we're a little bit stronger and more streamlined and being in full acceptance and even to a point of anticipation about who we are individually inside the one, inside the all, inside the power of unity, and doing something for somebody is the best thing we can do now is to work on ourselves and to maintain ourselves by staying in the here and now. And I don't mean maintain like to hear affirmations and do this and that. You know, it's just like an awareness check. How are you feeling right now? What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? Those are pretty simple things that the human mind that chases after materialism, they're taught to ignore that. So yeah, there's a little transition mentally that we have to go through to incorporate room, a space up in there in between chasing things and chasing our own power or shadow, which this whole month has put everybody in touch with their shadow side big time. Big time.
Right.
So it's like I picked out a song today that I haven't heard for ages. I'm gonna let you speak a little bit more, and then I'm gonna play a song, and I'm gonna be posting the words in the chat room because this is a really profound song. It's called Gel by Collective Soul. But it's like, do you have anything to add to this, Denise, before we go to the song?
Well, absolutely. We're just opening up actually now. We started very, we started with giggling and everything, but this is like so many things. We have so many things to share about this. But, you know, all I want to say is like, now is amazing times, and we are recognizing what we've been through, what we were before and now, and you know what we are capable of. So we are at the level that we recognize that we can create hell, that we can create heaven. So, but so many people are not there. So like these people that we're talking about, they are not. They're not in their soul revolutionary level. So they're not there to ask questions. They still need more pain. They still need to go through that maybe materialism. Maybe they need to be rich. They need to be famous. They need to actually have some karma. And when their soul is ready to actually jump onto a next level, that they can start searching, but you know, but from my point of view, I see that as an emptiness. You know, I cannot see myself having so much money, maybe famous, maybe you know, driving great cars and everything, and not being able to have this level of consciousness. I cannot even imagine. I think that would be like my hell. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Definitely a hell, not a heaven. So, and I believe I was coming from there, so I'm not like in a rich level, but I'm saying unconsciousness level. I was unconscious for a long
right.
time, yeah. So, and now it's like it's becoming like heaven. So every day, every moment is like my choice. It's my, you know, every moment I choose my own emotions. I'm learning how to master my own emotions. I'm letting go others. I'm letting go outside. You know, I don't really need to connect to all the unconsciousness people, or I don't need to sacrifice myself. But it's like for them, I think they need more time. They need more process for them to really come up to as they can. Because sometimes I really feel like when I talk to them or when I try to even say something when I'm just myself, you know, like, and I act like they see me very funny. They're like, what are you talking about? Just, you know, let's talk about Britney Spears. Let's talk about just, you know, Kardashians. Let's talk about, like, stupid stuff. Like, let's just have a gossip. I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm very, like, as a spiritually, I'm very old, you know, like, for them. And even, it's not about the early age, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I let them go. I let them go. I mean, like, I let them be themselves. Like, you know, they're just being themselves. That's fine. And they can do anything they want. Just if they're enjoying their own unconscious or whatever, they're fine. Fine. Just, you know.
Yeah.
They're definitely my lessons in my life, but, you know. I try to be as much as I try to write it higher as much as possible. It sounds like a very funny to them, but you know.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And you know, what gets me is they get protective. People get protective. They don't realize they're doing it. And like, this is my life. You have no right. Oh, excuse me. You asked me for help. Oh, well, that doesn't matter. I changed my mind. Fine, I'm going to walk away. No, wait, come back. You know, I didn't mean it like that. And I'm like, well, what exactly do you mean? You know, I want clear, conscious communication, period, with anybody that's going to deal with my soul. And they go, oh, well, yeah, me too. And I said, then why are you confusing yourself? Why are you deceiving yourself? Why are you lying to yourself, everybody around you? What do you want from me? And it's like the last 2 weeks, I established that with people, and they were like, you know, and I had blocked them. I had, and one of them was my own beloved son, I love, but he was like, you know, and all macho, and you know, just being really gangster like. But you know, I'm not here to be treated like that. I'm just not. And the whole thing was like a nightmare. It was like, what just happened? It was that train, Denise. It flew by. Okay, everybody, I'm going to play a short 2 minute and 59 second song, and I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be right back in 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Tell me how you love to hate me. Tell
Are you there, Denise?
I'm here. Yeah, just like, I don't know if it sounds good or not, because, you know, we had like...
Well, BTR usually, when they get ready to do make the podcast, they usually like clean stuff like that up. They have on my other shows. As much as they can, they'll clean it up. So that's a...
Okay.
Hopefully. And everybody, that song was by Collective Soul, and it is on YouTube. And it does have words in case you want to listen to it without going through there.
Awesome.
Let's see, where are we now? Let me check my theater sheet here.
Where are we now? We are at we're at the level of realization that where we are, but we didn't go into the advanced parts and everything, but you know,
mm-hmm.
So we're still going slowly but surely.
Yeah, I know, it's like, I wish universe would give us all some kind of little signal like that's acceptable, and we don't have to say, I can't talk to you right now, I'll get back to you. Oh yeah, when? I don't know, but I will. Oh sure you will. And all that kind of drama goes along with you just being yourself and with me just being myself, and it's like, oh yeah, well I'm gonna block you, and here and here and here and here and here. You know, it's like, really, people, really? And I've had to do that, and I like doing that. I just don't like that. It's, like, immature. You know, it's really immature, and it's very suggestive, and it suggests negativity to me. But it's like, I in order to maintain a natural, rhythmic balance with ease in my life of who I am, and what I'm doing on a moment-to-moment basis, I don't care if I'm washing the flipping dishes. You know, that's my time. I'm washing my dishes, and by no means am I putting it out there or giving anybody permission to personally attack me, because I'm just being a normal girl washing my stupid dishes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what? You have to let go of the self-judgment. If you really want to hear higher self-connection and go into in oneness with your higher self, you have to let go of this. When you deal with others, and if you trust in your heart that you do the right thing, even you say, back off, like, get out of my life. And,
really?
You know, I do it so often right now. I can't believe myself. I became such a, like, person. Even when I tell people, like, on Facebook or anybody, like, I tell them, get out of my freaking right now. Get up.
Yep.
That's exactly how I feel, because there's two things I do. Let go of the self-judgment and getting out of labeling. Like, I label myself. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a healer. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. So that nothingness gives me so much to be anything I want. So when people come to me, I answer. And if they come to me with, you know, the other day, it happened to me, like, similar. You remember last year, there was a radio, I think it was the line again. There was a lady, she was, you know, we met her, and we were sharing some claim information, and I was sharing her, you know.
Oh, yes, I remember.
All the things I know, whatever. And then she opened her homepage. All of a sudden, she knows a lot of things about the plane. I'm okay. I still don't know lots of things about the plane. You know, it's not an easy topic. So anyway,
no, it's not.
Anyway, you have to have an experience with twin flames to understand what it is. Anyway, so she writes me an email, like 10 paragraphs or. She writes me, oh, she's like, I told you my guides, and I have a couple of people. You can have three twin flames. You can have this. You can have that. You can have this. She writes me, like, a whole page about it. And I said, you know, I didn't correct her. And I said, you know, this is what twin flames is. There is only one twin flame. There could be other twin flames. This is not blah, blah. Anyway, let me make short. She's responding to me back. She's like, I didn't ask your opinion. opinion. I didn't ask you anything. You just,
oh my God.
I'm like, lady, you come to me last year. You are almost like you were talking about how all homeless are. I don't want to explain anybody's stuff here. You know, maybe she's listening. I think she is though. But anyway, you came to me with crying about about the guy that you broke up, and you told me he was your twin, and blah blah blah. And I told you what I know. I'm not your teacher, okay? You know, and I'm not gonna pat on you if you do good. I will tell you what I know, and I will tell you what I think I know. And I'm not going to correct you. Whatever you know, you know. She's like, oh, you know what? You think you know the best. You think you know this. Oh, my God. I said, you know what? I'm not going to even respond. I don't need your cross. I'm not your teacher. I'm not your guru. Get out of my frequency right now. Please gently delete yourself. Seriously.
Exactly.
And I really don't care what you think about me, because I'm not interested in your unconsciousness. I'm not interested. Because it's about ego now, you know what I mean? I don't need this. And I don't need to know much about my reflection about others or how people think about me. How do you think about me? How do you feel about me? I don't have time for thinking about what you think about me. I'm busy with exploring my now, you know. So just the best thing to do is just let go the self-judgment. You're doing okay. You're doing right. Maybe it sounds, if people judge me right now who are listening, you know what? You're judging yourself as well. Because you have to give other people a space to be themselves. So you can, you know what? That is me. And you have to be the same. You have to be like, you know, if your mom or your parents come to you, hey, be like this, be like that. And if you believe that, that means you resonated. You think they're right. But if you don't believe that, you can gently say, Mom, please leave me alone. Back off. Just get out. Because I don't believe in that. You know what I mean? It's just cleaning your own vessels. Like, do you have doubts about your own worth? Do you have doubts about your own self-expressing yourself? Like, you know, do you care what other people come to you with their criticism? Or when they think you're not a good teacher. Really, I don't really care if I'm a good teacher or not. I'm not trying to be a teacher. You know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to be anything. So automatically, I just receive, and I love astrology, I love metaphysics, it happens automatically. It's like I love listening to music. It's like I love singing, and I sing good. Because I don't call myself, I'm great, I'm Beyonce or anything. You know what I mean? Because I don't need it. It's just that this is part of the ego. And I always share it with others. Whenever I receive anything, and if I experience it, it's still my ego. I'm still learning. I'm still a student. And everybody's my teacher. Everything is my teacher. So, and there's, it's not like I'm going to be on top of the Mount Everest. You know, it's like, hey, I'm the most enlightened person in the world. So what? You know what I mean? So what if you are the most enlightened person? So what if you're Dalai Lama?
Everybody
focuses on their own. As long as, you know, remember we were dealing with mother, father, thing?
Yes.
You know, people think they are gods. Oh yes, we are all gods. Okay, what happened? You still have since you breathe, till you die, till your last breath, you have to deal with your mind. Hello?
The mind, yeah.
Biggest struggle in the world. Everybody is in the train, okay? This is not an outside train anymore. You are in the train. You are in the transition. You have to deal with your ego. You have to deal with your own patience and your own circumstances. No matter what, people come to you and you look like, you know, you look like you are, you got everything. Yes, I know ego. I got, you know, I meet with a lot of people there. They read Paranormal. They understand the ego. Oh, yes, they know everything. And they feel like they became the most amazing life towards the ones that they're sleeping. Those are things. They still use this. They're like, oh, yeah, you don't know. You don't understand. Yeah.
What is this?
You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself with when you're actually, you know, comparing those people that you're coming from beyond or whatever, you know, what's the point of learning and rising or shining by your light? What is the point? You know what I mean? Everybody's in the same level. It's even you're sleeping, even you are, I'm saying, we're all same. Like, but if you are doing great, it's like you're doing great in school. It's like you're doing good for your own good. It's not for anybody. But you become a great example so people can learn. People can learn. And it's like you're rent, you have to pay. You know, it's like you're here to share your life because you feel it. Like, I feel like this is my normal thing. I'm not helping people, really. I'm not a hero. When people email me, they're like, Sydney, thank you so much. Sure. It was just like, I was just passing the paper. I was just passing the information. Because I didn't do this on my own. You know, I had so many people help me. Like, and they still help me. I read so many articles. I read so many channeling. But, you know, I'm so grateful for my, you know, angels and my, you know, everything. Everything. It helps me who I am today. It's not only me. So when I feel it from my energy, just from my heart, I don't need to label myself or I need to really judge myself when I'm sure what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing from my heart is clear. It's clear that I am telling the truth. It's clear because I'm not lying because I'm honest. Because you know what I mean? It's like 2 times equals 4. So when people come to me with their baggage, with their own heavy baggage, which I used to have, so I can understand, I usually try to be neutral. I don't react a lot. And when I react a lot, I try to master my reactions to it because I try to make it more lightful so they can understand. Mm-hmm. So that becomes a little bit tricky because sometimes I even fight myself because I totally slap them in the mind and I can make them think I'm the worst thing in their life, but they don't even want to see me. But they go home and they go like, oh my God, shit, she's right. You know, it happens. So I don't know. Sometimes I'm so gentle. Sometimes I'm not. Because I don't know what I'm going to react to. You know what I mean? So I basically reflect energy back, but sometimes I transmit it. Sometimes I'm not. But two things I do is let go of self-judgment. Definitely. And you don't need, when you do that actually in time, you don't need to follow anybody. So you don't need to really follow anybody as a guru. Like, I need to be on Denise's page. I need to be on, you know, David's page or whatever. You know, I need to know what she's saying, what they're saying. No. You know, you can whatever I'm going through, whatever, even Dalai Lama or even Buddha, anybody on earth as a human, I'm not saying a life being, by the way, as a human, I'm not saying as an animal either, their conscious level is different. You can do the same thing. Whatever they are doing, you can do the same thing because that's how the cosmic balance, like cosmic law. Everybody is on the same boat.
Right.
If you are in the same, so either you're a man or you're a woman, you still vibrate in the mind consciousness. You still vibrate in the vessel of human body. So doesn't matter what you're going through, your whole contract or whatever, you're facing with so much difficulty, or maybe you're starting from the top, maybe you're Trump's son, you know, maybe you're Donald Trump, maybe you're Michael Jackson's son, doesn't matter. Maybe you're Prince now, newborn baby, whatever the Prince Kate, I don't even know the baby's name. Whatever, you could start from the top or you could start from the bottom. And I believe they're starting from the bottom when they're incarnating in them. Such a rich family. I don't believe that's the top of the beginning incarnating here. I think that's the down. It's not an easy lifetime. I don't believe it's a nice lifetime to learn a spiritual lesson when you're so, like, royal and famous and everything. Anyway, so the second thing is let's go to labeling. No labels. Even it's not easy to mind to now the story was the mine, you know, without the label, this is where I read. So it's not easy, but it's being in the now. It's just coping with the vibrations, and everything happens naturally. You need, you know, you're facing what you need to do. People are, you know, people are reflecting what you need to work on. Even, you know, when I was getting met, people at work, like, I was poorly, I need to work on the things that I'm getting mad at, on them. Because I have them in me, and I see it in them. So that was amazing, but it feels like hell. So, you know, it's like a dark tunnel when you think, yeah, you do great, yes, you're doing it, mom, you're hitting in the wall.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the road, like, you're doing great, you're on the amazing horse, you're running, and you're, all of a sudden you're just hitting a brush. Like, it's not easy, you know?
What motivated me through all that was, and it does every time, when I stop just for a second, and I go, okay, I'm going to breathe in deeply and slowly three times. I'm really motivated by letting go of labels because I'm just not fond of the pain that goes along with holding on to the labels. I'm really not. I went through a tremendous lesson. Like, it took me like 10 years almost now with a person that first this person was a friend and they were a lover, and then they were like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And then they were like, I hate you, go away, I can't stand you. Oh, really, why? Well, I'll tell you why. Okay. All right, so then I improve my life. Then I raise my frequency. Then the person comes back, and I'm not aware. I'm not paying attention, you know. I'm not honoring my own soul and its ability to pick and choose what is right for me for this life. And the person says, oh, well, you changed this, you changed that, blah, 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 blah. But I love you, and everything's okay, and da, 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 you know. And then it wasn't just with one person. I thought that, and I was doing with this with everybody that I could ever remember going through anything in my lifetime, in this lifetime, and in many lifetimes. I went through all my past lives that I could consciously remember, which is 9 of them, which is a lot of information. But I was growing, and I was learning how to maintain that next level. And I didn't want to fall down, and then I maintained a little while, and you know, and it's like, it's almost like the energies this month are like, yes, we've already done all that, Teresa, we've all already done that, now this is what we're going to do. We're going to send that damn train right past your nose, and you're not going to know what came at you, but it's going to feel like the train, and look like the train, and sound like the train, and rumble like the train, and it's, you know, like an earthquake sometimes, that the train feels like when you're standing, maybe on the tracks next to the actual train that's going by, and I'm like, you know, I just kept saying, someone told me about 4 years ago, to say this, when you don't know what's going on, and you don't know why, just say, I am not moved by the things I hear, nor the things I see. And I'm telling you, I must have said that 300 times this week, and with lots of emphasis, you know, lots of emphasis. I didn't even know I still had so much fear inside of me. We're so conditioned to fear the unknown, which truly is a beautiful thing. It's okay to not know what you're going to do 5 minutes from now. What are you doing right now? You know, what are you doing right now? Well, Denise and I are both sharing our hearts with you guys. You guys are listening. Thank you very much. You know, there's something, I trust that there's something, without me having to assign a damn title to myself, you know, I can present myself to you because there's a mutual connection. And I trust that. I don't need to put a title on or anything else. And I feel like that's what you're saying, Denise. And I really love the way that you just shared what you did. It's just very, it's very simple and very profound.
Thank you.
It is. And so I've been talking in the chat room, to let go of self-judgment, let go of labels. So now what's next?
Well, what next is, I guess, finding out what you want to really create with your changes? What do you want to do? And you were saying about the fear of change. Yeah, you see, mind sees that fear of change, but heart sees that as a nonsense because, you know, right. since you were born, you don't know anything, but you know everything at the same time. But you know exactly where to go. You know who to talk to. Like, it's like a feeling, you know, you don't need to see things. I always think, like, mind likes to keep the fear because it likes to play the blindfolded, you know. It likes to play, like, oh, okay, I don't want to change. This is fine. But you do want to change because that's why you complain about it. You know what I mean? It's like reverse psychology in that. So when people fear the most, they actually change the most. And when people are, when people are about, hey, I'm open to change, and they're more stable in their life. You know,
do you think acceptance comes in there somewhere in there before we decide what we want to create? You know, there's got to be, a little bit of acceptance, I think. I mean, for me, I have to accept, which is kind of hard because then you really see what you're truly made of, and you're like, why am I accepting this person's death? Why is my ego so comfortable with the whole thing? You know, why is it? Yeah, and that's when I always know, when I start accepting everything and anything that just comes on at me, I just get in this really lofty, like, oh, yay, love and light, laughter, blah, blah, blah. And I can't stand myself when I get like that. I can't stand that energy. To me, it's like a pseudo energy. It's like the same energy as what I experienced when I was involved with religion. You know, the Webster's dictionary definition of the word religion is repeatedly doing the same insane thing over and over and over and never expecting a different result. But you want one, but you don't expect one. And that's a really good way to find out if you have acceptance in your life. You know, you and I were on a Google Hangout thing that you turned me on to the other day, and we got to be blessed by a beautiful soul that, I mean, her gift, her strength that's just natural in her is acceptance. And I so needed to be exposed to her energy. It was just beautiful. And all week I've been thinking about acceptance. What, you know, I got this piece of paper, blank paper, and I wrote on one side, what people are strongest in my mind besides myself? What is my connection to them? And what have I accepted for them on their behalf that I created, I allowed in my own mind? You know, like, do I want healing for them? Well, did they freaking ask for it? Did I just assume that their life would be better if they were healed? Did I just assume these things? And is that what was causing it? Actually, in one situation, that's exactly what was causing the problem. Because all that person was trying to do was talk to me. They've already made up their mind. They're not going to live much longer, and they really don't care about anything. And I have to honor that in that soul. You see what I mean? Because if me just being me is not enough without a spoken word, then I have no business with that soul. And that might sound harsh for a lot of people, and compassionate will kiss my butt, because for me, I'm not fond of pain. I'm just not fond of pain. And I think that a lot of what I was personally taught about compassion and involving myself and getting tangled up with another soul was BS, and it was very third dimensional. You know, I'm here to honor my own soul, or I just don't need to be here. There's no reason to be here. I don't need another new car. I don't need another boyfriend. I don't need another child. I don't need another pet. I don't need a bigger house or stronger, faster, bigger. You know, I've already seen the effects of that globally, in spirit and in my own mind, you know, in both of my minds.
Bravo. That's amazing. And that's already, when you're accepting everything that you have, everything that you are, it's enough. You see, that space creates its own awareness. and that awareness creates that amazing light, and it creates that, like, it creates that everything is in its place already. Everything is okay already. So knowing yourself is very important too. I mean, knowing why you're here as a soul being is very important. And it's, I'm not talking about playing roles here on a lower self level. You know what I mean? Not as
exactly.
A, you know,
yeah.
Not
victims. We're not less than, and we're not better than. We're talking from a, what I'm describing is a place of true humility. Truly. Not the humility I learned in church either. This is a very alive frequency. This is a very rewarding frequency. This is something that makes me want to get up every day and keep going and keep going despite the problems of bullshit. You know, do you see what I mean? And it, to keep, even though I feel good physically that day, I keep working on my physical health. I keep working on my writing. I keep working on that which I know is right, but I don't fully comprehend, because I don't need to know the outcome before I involve myself. That's too conditional. It's profoundly conditional. I'm operating in unconditional. You know, some people ask me, Teresa, why are you so happy? And I used to wish they could just step into my soul for a few minutes, but they can't. You know, they just can't. And so I just quit wishing that. And I think we lost Denise, so we tried to get her back. Right now, here we go. And I'll just play a little thing I got to play.
The information provided on the Breath of Terror, either by the host or guests, is not intended, nor is it implied, to be a substitute for professional medical or legal advice. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you.
What happened?
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
Somebody dropped me.
You fell out of the studio.
Into this cold, cold world.
You fell out, dear. You fell out.
I remember.
Oh, there
I
we go. It's something
long
I read
in a book. You dropped me from heaven to this cold, cold world.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I remember that song. So we should play that song sometime. I love him. He's still my favorite. I think he's on top of my list, Stevie Wonder. His energy is amazing. So, yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm not talking about playing a role here, like, from, like, I'm being a teacher. I finished becoming an engineer in school. I finished Columbia University. I am a doctor. I'm not talking about an earthly level. I'm talking about it collectively and from a higher level, that where we are right now, from a single point to the omnipotent point, meaning to the oneness to the one and to the oneness to the wholeness. You know, from inside and out, where you are right now, whatever you're playing, whatever you like to do, or even you're an artist, even you're a writer, even, you know, what are you contributing as a life toward others? And whatever makes you feel good, that's actually a sign that you are playing a role into that. You know what I mean? So, for example, my role is to talk about my observation about astrology, or let's say to people about, you know, psychology or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your role is to, you know, do radio shows and bringing people together. But doesn't mean you're only here to play one role. It's
exactly.
Not, because mine sees that as the one. This is how we get caught up with the even more. I'm not gonna criticize. This is not criticizing. This is a constructive way of thinking it. Even the most enlightened people I see, you know, I see their videos, they do certain videos, you know, I follow them up and everything. I see that, feel that, they get caught up in that, you know, web of the doing same things, and, you know, I have to do that every month. I have to do my reports every month. You know, hey, you don't have to do anything. Because you know,
yeah, that's true.
Because you're playing a role, even as it is, even as a teacher, even as a even you're making money out of it. Doesn't matter. You know, try to manage your life to get paid from another work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the point of stressing people if you're making money from this? And what's the point of stressing people and talking about ego? And when you're full of ego, so you know, what is the point of talking about ego? We're just like, you know, we're just like saying, "Hey, pay me. I gotta make a living here. Okay, you gotta listen to my shows. You gotta follow me up." Or, you know, I'm not talking about. I'm being gentle. You know, but I'm not saying. You, of course, if you have something you want to sell, you can sell it. But I'm saying playing a role here is sometimes is limiting us. But when we actually focus on from a heart connection, when you feel like, hey, I have so many roles to play. For example, I love to sing. That's
mm-hmm.
And I love to speak. So I love to write. I love to write energy reports. But that's not my role. You see, sometimes I don't even write anything. So I just share whatever. It's not, there's no role here.
Right,
If I get out of that box that's limiting me, even like, you know, even thinking as, I don't know, even as a job, like, you know, right now I'm a broker, but I am not a broker. I just help people renting or buying their house. That's it. It's not my job. It's not my label. You see what I mean? Or I used to be a singer. I'm not a singer, though. I'm just singing. Or
right.
When I talk about my, you know, when I talk about the energy reports, people tell me, you're great. You're this. I'm like, I'm not a teacher. Like, or I'm not an astrologer. Or I'm not into... Because I am breaking those old cycles, and I'm becoming an example, and you know, it gives me so much freedom. I see myself, you know, playing tennis one day, I see myself singing and dancing one day, and then I see myself really doing something other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, just a message. Okay. So, anyway, getting out of the role on a lower self level and totally. You know, especially now, so many people are going through it. Definitely, we were talking about this last year, Teresa. I'm sure you remember that everybody was like, what's going on? I don't like my job. I don't like the place that I'm here. I don't know where I am. I don't know this. I don't.
Well, I was part of the clearing because,
you know,
a lot of people
like getting out of that, the limiting quality consciousness that they've been playing. You know, I have friends there, they got married when they were 21, they have kids now, they're like, you know, they're like almost 12, 10 years old. So they are playing that 10, even as a whole, like they're limiting them. They don't go out, they don't do nothing in their life. So because they're limiting themselves, which is only playing certain roles, that is like you're blocking a flow river, you know, like it's flowing,
mm-hmm.
and that you're trying to put set, you know, you're trying to put the stones, so you're trying to build a, like a, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're trying to build a block there. So it's like that. Like, I couldn't explain it. So it's like the cosmic energy is the same way. So it's the same way in a minimal level, meaning when you're not in now, you're not consciously experiencing cosmic energies, and when you're all constantly playing roles, you are constantly, you know, you're getting lost in that signal. You're getting lost into you're going back to victimhood consciousness. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very connected to the duality consciousness that we're leaving now,
yeah.
And playing roles, and you know, certain. It's becoming a hero, or, you know, trying to save others, you know, even
right,
if you're
right.
trying to help them. You know, you want to change their courses, you want to change their contracts. Hey, wait a minute, they have to go through that. I mean, I do this sometimes with religious people. I do this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do it consciously. Sometimes I don't do it consciously. I do it unconsciously because it's the unconscious in me that's still trying to control. So I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? I can't believe, you know, you're religious. I can't believe you don't just see that it's separating us. Don't you believe it? Oh, you know. And then I go back to my meditation and heart, ask my heart and higher stuff. Hey, they have to go through that. That's their level of consciousness. They need that right now for their own growth. This is their own frequency. That's their own level of consciousness. You cannot change and interfere other people's consciousness unless they're in pain and they come to you for assistance.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So I go back and forth with this. But still, I think to myself, like, I still say that when I talk about being such a brainwash and everything, you know, I have to still do this because it feels good. It feels right, you know.
Right, because your highest and easiest path is going to happen without you anyway, you know, so you might as well catch the train. Train keeps coming by. Mm-hmm. It's in my phone right now.
Oh, good.
Oh,
you like that train, yeah.
That train.
So.
But it is. Last year was like.
Okay, so we.
For me, it was kind of like. It was like, okay, I got all these options now, and oh my God, I'm so glad I learned about it because I can finally breathe. And then now, like, since July came, it's kind of like, I kind of heard the train and saw the steam from the engine coming out of the smokestack as it was starting to go up the hill, and then it started to come down the hill on my side of the mountain, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's the train. And then, like, 2 months went by in about an hour, and then July was here. Because it was like 2 months before July, I honestly can't tell you anything except I went to New Mexico and saw turquoise. That's all I can tell you. I don't even remember, but it was like anticipation, like I should be paying attention to something. I don't want to miss anything. Okay, Teresa, don't be paranoid. Okay, I'm not paranoid. Okay, I'm just staying here and now. And I was so busy doing absolutely all the things that you're describing right now, but mine was sick people. Because, you know, I heard someone say one time, why are you going to go minister? Why are you going to go share with the dude in the wheelchair? Maybe he wants to be there. Maybe he is serving a higher good being in that chair. Than you are by going and trying to force your life or religion at the time. At the time, it was religion on that person, but the same context applies for me personally. Like, you know, people, we really truly need to understand that we are not to be moved by anything we hear or see. Not only that, but we are not to project our life through a concept or a philosophy just because someone isn't living their highest and easiest path. Because they made decisions to not do that. And that is part of the other part of the energies that happened last year. You know, with the Lionsgate and the supermoon before that and the Venus transit and all of these things, you know, that happened. You know, everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, whether they express it on their Facebook page or on their face at all. Right? Okay, done preaching.
Oh, I'm mishearing this. Oh, I'm not preaching. So, yeah, exactly. Well, also, actually, I forgot what I was saying. The train is passing again. I just did the train, so I didn't know what I was seeing. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, when it comes to the people's unconsciousness, I think it's just such a lesson to, like, very hard lesson to not to really lose our sense. You know, like, it's such a challenge to be centered when they're around, especially. I mean, it's still can't even write it. This is on Facebook, writing, email. It's such a huge challenge, especially when they're around you, because it's vibrationally you feel it. And it doesn't matter, telepathically, they totally interfere as well. But once I start actually not interfering with their own unconscious, and even when I see them in pain, that was a huge quantum leap I did there. Like, I used to be like crying, even to people that I don't even know, and when I knew that they were in pain. Now, from that person too, thank God to astrology, that was my saving, it was my savior. So, from that type of energy too, totally neutral, and totally a person who almost just not responsive towards people who are almost crying around. I'm not saying if they cry, help, I help. But even when they're going through such a harsh, when I see that, I don't really go for it. I know it sounds like I'm very cold hearted, but it's believe me, this is about you, what you responding. The more you care about,
Denise, we're having really bad.
Yeah. Own centeredness. What?
Connection? We're having really bad connection. I don't know if you're flipping through electronically to different links or anything, but we just had a really. So I want you to repeat what you just said, like the last 20 words about the connection, about even around sick people or anything like that.
Okay, when it comes to other people,
mm-hmm.
and when they're, you know, when we see that they need our help. By the way, I'm closing my other pages on my computer. Maybe that I don't know if it's
clearing up.
I'm gonna close the radio pages. I'll just be on the chat room. So when it comes to us and other people, right? So, and if they're around us, and if we're actually having, even if they're in pain, even they're going through really hardship, unless they ask for crying, if they ask us to help or whatever, it's so much more important for us to stay centered. That's how we help them from a higher level. When we are actually vibrating, but we're in the joyful moment, and we're in the joyful mood, and we're not in pain, even from that or from our own soulless or anything. That way,
where'd you go?
That way, we're helping them from a higher level. We're helping them energetically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right here.
All right.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Okay. Here we are. Yeah, we are helping them energetically.
I think it's the sky connection.
Just refresh your page. Oh, boy.
I'm gonna hold on. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Perfectly now. Okay.
Okay.
It's still like...
I think it was Skype. I don't know.
Let me put on
a song. I'm sorry, people.
Let me put on a short song, and I'm going
to... Yeah, try to call me back.
Yeah, and I'll call you back on there on that song. And this song is by a band that a beautiful Reverend Joey Emanuel turned me on to. It's this voiceover is called No Matter What. We'll be back.
I will go check my connection.
Okay, hold on. I'll bring right back.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I know I love forever. I know no matter what, if only tears were laughter, if only night was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm.
From my cell phone.
Oh, is that you?
You want me to go on there? What are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. What number did I can call you from?
Do you want me to give my cell phone on the air?
No.
People can't get it.
They'll be calling you.
I have many people calling me now. I don't. I know. I don't want to know. Believe me. My work is pretty much taking my whole cell phone. Okay, so that's my number. If you want to reach me, hold on. I have to put my headphones. So you want to.
All right. Okay. So just hang with me now, and I'll try to come back on the other one. I'm going to put another song on. Oh, what should I put on?
Okay.
Let's see. Let's put something.
Sorry, guys.
Yes, everybody, I love you, and so does Denise, and we will be back shortly.
Hello?
All right, Denise, are you with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, much better.
Much better? Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yes, much better.
Good.
All right. So, what were we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by technical...
Yes.
Drama.
Technical and... and the less...
Thank you for helping us. Oh, that was cool.
Technical drama.
Cool.
I like.
Yeah. Okay,
yes, we were talking about clearing our energy fields and not interfering with other people's soul contracts when stay centered and why breathing higher, and even they come as the, you know, painful drama around our lives, even they're our family members, we don't really interfere with their soul lessons unless they come and ask us for help. That's one of the key to center our energies and key, you know, to vibrate higher and higher each day, because we're not responsible for anybody.
Right.
That's one of the victim consciousness that we've been playing for thousands of years as a soul being, and now we're getting out of that consciousness, which is victim and powerlessness consciousness. And which is also the duality, which is also the polarization, the opposite sides, which is also the mind and the higher self in, you know, battle, which is also, you know, masculine and feminine energies are not in being in balance. So the first key to heal is to ourselves, not any other person. So when we're getting stuck with playing certain roles with people, either when we choose, you know, we choose to be a doctor, we choose to be a healer, just because we could, you know, you're a healer, so just because you could heal people, yes, good, great, but you're not totally a healer here. You're not here to fulfill anybody's, you know, you're not here to please anybody, you know, if that healing process is draining your energy, if that healing process is not, it's taking you out of your centeredness, then you're doing something wrong. It's
right,
just like your
right.
body, okay? When you're getting sick or when you're getting flu, that's a sign you're doing something wrong. When you're getting headache, that's a sign when you're doing something wrong. It's just, it's the symptoms will show itself. So when you're not in joy, when you're not having fun, when you're not doing it, you know, when you're not putting your heart into things and you're not feeling good about what you're doing and creating, it's same thing with people, same thing with situations and places in your work or your situation or whatever. You, if you feel like you're stuck, that's because you are focusing outside. You're not focusing inside. You're not focusing what's going on inner. You're not practicing self-love. You're not practicing self-respect. And you are maybe preaching to others. Maybe you're telling, hey, you know, I'm at church, I'm a sister, I've been, you know, or I'm a priest. You know, I'm preaching people up to be happy and how to have their lives to live or whatever. I'm telling people what to do. But if I'm not doing that to myself, that's the victim consciousness. That's that you're key to first heal yourself. You heal yourself, and then you teach that others. You don't even need to teach anymore because that teaching is dissolving itself. You are becoming an example, and they see you as an inspiration. They see you as an example to see it like a sun. You know, the sun doesn't say, I am sun. Sun just shines. Sun doesn't say, I do this for you. You know, because of me, you are having your... you know, energy, it doesn't say, it just shines. So, you know, everything becomes natural. Your process
right.
becomes natural. You are getting out of the victimhood consciousness. You're not playing, you're not doing anything that doesn't bring you, you're not doing anything brings you lower frequent habits, or you're not doing anything to hurt yourself. You're not drinking anymore. You're not doing drugs anymore. You're not criticizing people anymore because you're not doing it to yourself. You see what I mean? So everything is like, it's your only key to your own universe is through yourself. So to love to another person, first you gotta love yourself. And otherwise, if you don't see the love within you, you're not going to see even your twin flame is in your life, or your soulmate, or you're the one person will be in front of you. You won't see it because you don't see it within you. So that's too simple. So when you switch from that dimension to a self-love and a higher consciousness, and, you know, we say 4D and 5D frequencies and vibrations, automatically it happens is that you see other people's soul contracts. You don't interfere anymore. You know where you push your energy, where you pull your energy, when you center your energy. You know exactly how you move. Because you're aware. Your higher, your consciousness getting in a higher level. So you're aware of your, even your mother is, let's say you want to help your mother, but your mother is striving, like, or you're struggling. But you see that she needs to do that for herself to grow, because she's choosing it. You know what I mean? So you're not sacrificing your whole life for your mother. Or you're not sacrificing your whole life for your kid, your husband or anybody, for another relationship that puts you, it will put you in a lower frequent situation, because you know that's not the way of helping people. That's not the way of serving others from a higher level. Because, you know, neglecting your, you know, or your own pleasure, you're neglecting your own, you know, or your own health, is never going to help others, because you know that you're part of them. You are one. So you are entering, when you're entering to the oneness consciousness, you feel what they feel, yes, but you work from a higher level to transmute that. You don't lower your frequency to act like them, or you don't lower your frequency to be just like them. So, yes, you can understand what they go through, but you can only heal that within you, that you can teach them, or you can show them how to do it on their own. Again, I'm underlining it, on their own. You're not going to do it for them. You're going to show them or teach them or whatever, going to be example or inspire them. I like this word better, inspire them, so they can see how to do it on their own. It's like riding a bicycle. I cannot ride a bicycle for you to learn to ride a bicycle. You have to get on the bicycle. So you have to fall, you have to get up, you have to, you know, turn the pedals. That's how you're going to learn. That's how you're driving your car. You have to do it on your own. So that's once you see that from a higher level, you can actually teach them from a totally, you can be a teacher, I guess you can still want to do that, yeah, sure, but you don't have to label yourself as a teacher. You can even let them be the teacher. I do that sometimes. I act like I don't know anything when they talk to me. Yeah, I'm like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, tell me, please. And they're so excited.
There's certain givens in balancing from 3 to 4D, but 4 to 5D, no. You got to strip yourself of every concept, every hat, every role, every title. You've got to come to a point of acceptance with it. You've got to be enlightened. It's not something you could fake your way through. You know?
No, it's there's no way. It's not... No, it's not. It's not a concept. Actually, it's a matter of awareness. So yes, people can say, yes, I know 5D. I am 5D. Yes, I am 5D. Really? Okay. How do you manifest your everyday? Do you still complain about your job? Do you still complain about your family? Are you still smoking a lot of pot? You know, are you escaping from your problems? Really? You are in 5D? Please. You know what I mean? It's not that. You see, everything is, you know, even...
No,
when
you stepped out of it to complain about the past, because all of those things they just said, that's the past. That which they experienced, that when their boss slammed the file on their desk and intimidated them, instead of saying, wow, I was just intimidated, you know, I think I'll just start looking for another job, quietly and very discreetly. Because I believe in myself and I love myself and I have something to offer as far as workplace, and I deserve to not be treated in such an adverse way. You know, but 3D says, well, my boss is really tripping today. They don't think about that. They're hooked on the money. They don't care about the the influx of harsh energy into their energy field. They don't care.
You see, exactly, but you see, we're going to go back to the fear of unknown. It's the same thing. Fear of unknown is the ego dominating, but the heart, you remember we were just talking about fear of unknown, yes, it's coming from the mind dominating, but the heart, which is the soul higher self connection, wants to create. So basically it's an illusion still. The fear of unknown is an illusion and it's nonsense for the soul. Because you know what? Without trying to find out what pleases you and what brings you joy, even through your day job or, you know, make a living or whatever, you're not fulfilling your highest potential here. You're not fulfilling what your soul potential to be here. So, yes, if let's say I'm giving an example. Let's say I'm not ready to make a living from my light working. Okay? Which I really don't want. But let's say I'm not ready to do it. What I'm doing is my life is giving me such a hard time. This is my higher self of creation. I'm giving an example, by the way. Just an example. So my higher self is creating so much situations for me to find different way to make a living. You see what I mean? Even that I don't like to go back to maybe working in the office, or maybe I don't like the maybe post office working or whatever, you know, like any type of working. I don't like that. But still, my higher self is saying that, hey, you know what? You, for your soul highest potential, you have to go out there and face your fear of unknown, okay? And go try to make a living and go find, because it's all about evolution. You see, in evolution, whatever you do doesn't matter. Even you pick up trash from the streets. If that brings you soul evolution, you need that. And your soul will create the situation for you to get there. So it doesn't matter what you do, because everything on 3D is an illusion. So it's an illusion, meaning it's like it's temporarily.
The stars don't think about how did we get here, how did we become a star. You know, they're just up there shining for us every day because we are on a 3D planet, and they're
exactly. It's so go out there.
Anyway,
that's the mind. Go out there, do something you never did. You know, like go get a license of something. Or go to another country, teach English, or go do something you never did. I'm not saying if you're so famous and doing something, I'm not saying drop that. You can still do that, but it's about, this is a time of multi-dimensionality, but it's also multitasking dimensionality as well. And I just created that. I don't know if anybody agrees with that, but it's being multitasked. Like, you can do...
Yeah, if we're going to trust ourselves, that's all we're required to do, is ourselves right now. That is all we're required to do. Every time someone gets inspired by me, every time they're like, right on, sister, every time I help somebody, it's not because I woke up that day and said, I am going to call Denise, and I am going to make her see the light, and she is going to love me, damn it. No, it's not because I have that kind of attitude. That's not what having a job is to me. My job is to be on my highest and easiest path for my soul. I'm starting to learn wrong from right. I'm starting to understand and accept, appropriate on behalf of another soul that I may not know in my conscious mind. I don't have any control over who sees what on my Facebook page. I have it there for a reason. I have it there for probably selfish reasons, because I like to be inspired. I like pretty pictures of kittens and doggies, and I like to know a little bit of the headlines of what's going on the other side of the spectrum, you know. It's kind of like my news. Like, I don't watch TV. I just, like, I'm very controlled about what I expose myself to. So if I want to get my points across, the best way that I've learned how to do it is just to be myself. And if I piss at you, I'm pissed at, and I get to get over it. Not you. You could care less if I'm mad at you after about 30 seconds. You know what I mean? But if in both of us being short with each other, we both learn a lesson, then that's great. that really is the higher way, is to pay attention on a moment-to-moment basis. What are you feeling? Are you aware of it? What does it mean to you? What have you got to offer? And who needs it? And trust the universe that it will bring you that person. And it develops a pattern, and you've got to sit down every day and answer 100 emails sometimes like I do. Then that is part of your path. That is the product of you being yourself. It's not that I sat down and said, oh, I'm going to be a light worker. I'm going to have a radio show. I really didn't want to go on the radio. I've been on the radio almost entirely for 3 months because I didn't want it to be a habit and a routine and to get a bunch of neat people listening to me as a routine. They need to be experiencing their life on their level, not putting it up on me for free readings and this and that and other thing. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I need to pull my energy together. I don't want to participate that way today. Not so much I didn't feel like it, but there was higher, easier things for me to do than do my own show at that time. I had to have a time of holding so that I knew that God was holding me in the palm of his hand. I knew I was being heard. I knew that every breath I took was more freaking precious than my little brain can comprehend or my mind. I needed to know certain things that I could not get outside of myself. I couldn't get it by contributing. I had to pull back for a while. So however we learn that lesson is great. But repeatedly doing the same thing and involving yourself with people with the same frequency, which is low by your own standard, then why do that? Why torture yourself like that?
Exactly.
Why, the universe is the one that sings the song that's in our heart. And how can we get those words out like you do, Denise? How can we get them out? Well, we can just simply write down for our own gap, if nothing else. 90% of what I put on my Facebook page is for me. And so I can look at it the next day and go, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you talking about sharings and everything? Seriously,
yeah,
this is how I started. I started. I was collecting them for me to read them later. This is how I started my Facebook thing. I didn't come out as, oh my God, I should create something. I mean, I have a Facebook page that a company actually did it for me. That was a marketing company. They told me they will create a website. I have to do that. It's about my work. You know what I mean? But my personal page started only just, sharing, posting, only things so I can read them later so I won't lose them. That's how I started. And when I actually see the subscriber page option, I didn't really want anybody to subscribe me. Like, seriously. But, and then I just said, you know what, why not? Just try it for a little bit because I started writing my own website, this and that. It was different. But I really didn't want anybody to do with any kind of teaching or telling, nothing. It just comes naturally. That's why I don't really, I mean, Facebook is just like there because it's so much. I love Facebook because I learned so much from it. But it's not, doesn't mean that I am living on it, you know what I mean? Like, I get emails and everything, but it doesn't mean that I am obligated to do that. It's not.
Exactly.
It's not.
Sometimes I don't help people. Even if they offer money, I'm like, I either don't need it, or I honestly don't need it at that moment, or I cannot think of a use for it, or I say, this is going to cause me trouble. This is going to cause my soul trouble if I take this $150. And I know they're, so I'll refer him to somebody else. I'll tell them I am busy with myself so that they
understand
I'm not passing them off like a bad habit.
That's amazing, yeah.
On myself, and I've had to do that And I could very easily say, yeah, I'll take your $150 and I'll tell you what I think you want here. But wow, would you know, I've had people do that to me before. They really left a bad taste in my mouth, and I had a whole lot of anger to clean up. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. And then, you know, seriously, talking about intention, my intention was that week, no matter come hell or high water, I said, okay, Angel, come hell or high water, I need time with me. I need to work on me. And they said, you got it, girlfriend. You got it. We love you. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
There you go. And then all these offers started coming, and they were not part of my path. They were not part of my daily prayers. They were not what I asked for. It was only money. It was only money. And so I said, well, I'm not going to deal with that. You know, someone put a post up on Facebook a little while ago by that. And it says, you are in physical existence to learn and understand that your energy translates into feeling, thoughts, and emotion causes of all experiences. There are no exceptions. And that really speaks to me that my physical existence here is to learn. The more I learn, the more people learn automatically on their own from me. Okay? It's not that I set out to be a teacher or a storyteller or a funny girl or anything else. I am just being me. And there's this paperwork trail behind me that follows, so to speak, through Facebook and emails and this and that. Well, I've accumulated so much that 2 years ago, before I even started the radio show, that I felt that I was being called to write a book. And I said, yeah, I can do that. I'll do that. Okay, I'll make a commitment. And my team said, when? And I said, not now. So I had to work on myself some more. When we miss those little tiny opportunities, When we call someone and we ask for advice, without questioning, we decide to accept what they say and do it and not rationalize it. Yeah, but, you know, they said, well, you know, and we go through this whole torturous mental, emotional, which affects our physical, and we wonder why we have a damn headache and why we're like, white knuckling our keyboard or whatever, or the phone, you know, or glaring at the dog or the cat or whatever is around us. And then we stop ourselves and we go, okay, wait, I just missed something. I just missed a little thing. Okay, team, bring it back. Let me do this right. Let me do this one moment correctly. I can't fix the one I just recognized I didn't handle right, but I'm going to do right now. Or I'm just going to sit here until, that's why I have like 3 months of nothing, because I kind of had this push-pull energy going on with my team at the same time. Like, I was learning to listen to them. I was learning, okay, who's speaking to me? I know it's of light. I know it's of truth, of my truth. So who is saying this? Where does it apply in my life? And what am I going to do about it? Okay, you guys, one at a time. I had to start saying, probably in my head 1,000 times a day, I say, one at a time. You know? So there's lots of different ways that the universe speaks to us. There's not only one certain way that's good for right this moment that's even going to be anywhere close to what needs to be tomorrow. If we try to capture and make everything a square, tight little box and put our little writings in there, and we're not going to be a very happy soul. We're just not going to be happy. We're not going to be free. We're not going to be motivated. We're not going to be inspired. Everything's going to get very, very difficult and very heavy. So free yourself, like Bob Marley says, free your soul, free your mind. You
exactly,
know.
And it's being in now that's the initiation of it. So being in now, free yourself from, you know, your past. Of course, it's so many people are attached to their, you know, attachment is a huge, huge thing. It's a pitfall, you know, when it comes to moving on with energetically, even spiritually, and as mentally as well. So when we're not in now, we could definitely lose the rope of the awareness. You know, like we can definitely get lost being centered, because it's like a tennis match. You're gonna have a ball to you know, hit it again. You know, you have to, the ball is gonna come towards you. The challenges will come. Challenges will come no matter what, because you are, let's say you are at fifth dimension, you're learning and everything. But then you have to master your thought patterns. Then you have to master your own creation. You know, that it's a never ending challenge. It's like that's why we're here, for to master it, you know. So But the it starts from being in now, and I always tell myself to, whatever I tell myself, I tell everybody the same whenever I share my heart, you know, and I treat treat yourself like you're a little kid, because that's your mind, you know. So you always say that you're doing your best. Whatever you're going through, you're doing your best, okay? So, yes, you make mistakes, yes, okay, and snap out of it. And snap out of it.
Yeah, sensitive people such as myself, I do.
Yes, snap out of the, yes, even the lesson, yes, the mind will play it like it's playing with the doll, you know, like you will play it. You will create a drama, you will create a story out of it. Yes, I know. But you have to recognize it like black and white, okay? You have to recognize that it's your mind. So it's very important to be in now and practice being in now. Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly practice till you and yourself will actually have that no more inner battle. So, like, you will have that. You will find out within you that your mind is you again. Your mind is your tool. Your mind, yourself, your inner battle is an illusion. So, and it can stop any moment, meaning any time in now. When you enter in now, even that you have so much drama, maybe you lost a family member, which I did, you know, she was like my mother. So, and I had so much drama, I can make you cry now. But I don't remember. You know, I don't remember. They're not me. They're not true me. They don't mean anything. Yes, they make me come to this point. Thank God they happen. Yes, I miss my grandmother. Yes, I miss my father, this and that. But, you know, I'm not separated from them. So,
that's the key word, that word separated.
Yes, we're not separated. Energetically, we're one, okay? My grandma still exists. So maybe on, not in that human level as my grandmother, as like that, you know, in that human vessel, but she exists as a high realm, maybe as an energy. I know when you lost a loved one, it's not easy to really, that's a huge, huge window that it could open to enlightenment when you have that so much pain. But it's an opportunity to actually find out, like I said, black and white. You know, black is the duality and the illusion, and the white is the enlightenment and being in now. So you can see that black and white, because it's so painful that it's ridiculous. It's so painful, it's ridiculous. And it's in time and time, it's been 28 years that since I lost my grandmother. I was crying the other day. Again, I couldn't believe myself. I said, wow, I still hold on to that pain. Wow, Denise, still? You know what I mean? Like, because I wanted to create it, I wanted to cry. That was the thing. That was the reason.
If this whole ascension process was so easy, as some people make it seem, there'd be no need to be enlightened. We could simply comprehend it with our mind, and it'd be a done deal. But it's not about mind. It's about the whole body, the mind, the will, the emotion.
Yes,
it's about
exactly.
Physical body. It's about the external physical body and the internal body and every single precious vital organ. We're all like the vital organs of the body. Energetically, we all have a vital contribution to this energy. You know, we can't afford to let anything block our cosmic energy, our insight, our truth, our love, our willpower, our pleasure. And we are all learning that we really don't need to have a survivalist victim mind. We don't need to be operating in those arenas any longer. And that is the beautiful part of the ascension, is we get to pick and choose, and we get to pick and choose when. You know, and it can happen slowly, and it can happen or quickly. And all that's required is that we stay in the present moment. We stay in the present, not the past and not the future. And you know what? We are out of time. We got 2 minutes left and a 4 minute closing song.
Okay.
So I love you. Hang on.
I love you too.
I know. I'll contact you. I think I have a call to take care of after on my private phone. And I'll get in touch with you, Denise, maybe about.
Yeah, we'll talk later. We'll talk later. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure. And yes. We should do it again. I love you too, and I love you all who's listening out there. Sorry about the technical problems, but
yeah,
it happens.
We got it.
It happens with angels. So, so I love you all. Talk to you soon. Take care. Love. Bye.
All right. Good night, everybody.